All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Pale Carnations. Ugh, fuck! Yeah, famous last words, right? After bidding goodbye to an equally wretched Mina, an annoyingly chipper Ian drove me back to my place. Where I showered and did a little last minute of cramming for my afternoon final. It wasn't my most sunny send-off of a semester, but I was well prepared at least. With that out of the way, my summer was wide open, sort of. I still have my new job at the Carnation Club to worry about, but I'll leave that stress for future me. Tonight, it's a pizza and some really stupid action movie. Fuck! Waiting in front of my apartment, casually resting against a black limousine, was the burly, muscle-packed bouncer I met the other night. He was affordable enough during our one brief meeting, but... finally! Seeing him outside the glitz of the club's barroom overcast in the city's shadow was more than a little startling. I was just about to tell Miss P that we should come back after the party. Miss P? Miss P? It means Miss Pullman. Get in. An ordinary line from the mouth of a driver, perhaps, but the way he delivered it, it felt like a command with zero leeway to refuse. I mean, it's not like anything bad is going to happen, right? Inside was a comfortably lush leather interior, and sure enough, Miss Pullman sat at the very back with a disinterested expression etched on her face. If I had to guess, going off what Warren said, I would say she's been sitting here for a while. Have you been here long? Sorry to make you wait. Only about 10 minutes or so. Come, sit down. Actually, like you could have called. Have you been here long? You could have called first, you know. I couldn't, actually. I realized too late after you left that no one had taken down your contact information. Bunch of imbeciles. Could have asked Ian. Come, sit down. Taking a seat next to Kathleen, my attention was irresistibly drawn to two things. My attention is also drawn to those two things. The first, her perfume. Oh, that wasn't even one of the two things. A distinctively pungent aroma which my olfactory nerves... Okay, gotta be real 100% with you guys. I am one of those, like, aroma people. Like, if somebody smells real good, that'll actually, like, get me off. It's fucking crazy. So if a girl's walking, she's got this, like, amazing perfume. Like, I'm like, oh my god, dude. Like, it works for me. It's weird, right? Not everybody gets off on that, but I do. I get off on, you know, really... great smells. Not bad smells, but great smells. There's some people that get off on bad smells. I can't stand bad smells. But when people smell good, it's like, oh, man. I actually like clean smells, too. That's a thing that I really, really enjoy. Somebody, you know, fresh out of the shower or whatever, you know, that clean smell of soap and all that, that smells good, too. The first, her perfume, a distinctively pungent aroma which my olfactory nerves failed to notice not a few feet next to her, but upon sitting down overwhelmed my sense of smell and immediately gave me a hard-on. He's the same way I am. For whatever reason, waves of pornographic images were now rippling through my head. You and me both, buddy. The second thing that captured my attention was Kathleen's neckline. Are you a vampire too? Now that's not something I don't bite people's necks. I'm gonna save that for Dracula and Alucard and... I don't know. That's one thing they never really addressed in those Castlevania games, if Alucard actually drinks blood. I mean, I assume he would. The dress she wore was ostentatious, and between that and the hypnotizing erotic fragrance, I couldn't help but have my eyes wander down from her neck to the valley below. Fuck it. Throw caution to the wind and look, but she's going to tell you, boy, raise your head. How could it be rude? She's got the puppy so proudly displayed. Again, what's got me thinking this shit? I don't mind you looking, but see, I love that. Isn't that, that's hot. Where she takes the gloved hand and just, I don't mind you looking, but I've got business to discuss and then a charity gala to attend. So, oh yeah, I love that. As I've told you, the exhibition we hold every year is comprised of three women. Obviously, not everyone has the mental wherewithal to endure what's expected of them during the event. We currently have two carnations, that's what we call them, confirmed for the exhibition. Now we need to pick the third. One of them being Rosalind, the one you let me pick? Oh dear, she was already a sure thing. We wouldn't actually let her take part unless we were certain her circumstances were conducive to our purpose. I see. Like I said, we need our third, and it's come down to two women. You didn't seem to have much faith in me. Well, this is me making an effort. I had my guy look into you. You might have more potential than one of Killian's usual dumbass friends. Well, this is me making an effort. I said that already. Look into me? Yes, your background and upbringing. That sort of thing. Your mother. Did you know she did porn? Why the fuck would you... So you do. Interesting. God knows how that must color your perception of women. It doesn't change a damn thing. All it did was make me realize how much she cared for me. Is that the way you've internalized it? I wonder if she rationalized it that way. Can we get back to why we're talking in the first place? Sorry, you're right. We have little time now, but I'd love to pick your brain one day. All kinds of fucked up childhoods go into making my club successful. She's not wrong. Understanding the people who work for you goes a long way in preventing hiccups. Take this. It contains information on the two women, plus a little something to help get your head in the game. Be at the club at 11:30 tomorrow. That's when we'll interview the whores. Oh, we're gonna interview the whores, are we? Well, bring on the whores! Let's start the interview. That about covers it. Give Warren your phone number when you get out. I'll be in touch. Will do. As soon as I exited the limo, thankfully escaping that torturous aroma, my erection nevertheless remained at full steely attention. What is it? Timmy fall down the well again? It would be a full hour before it finally subsided, and that's when I built up the resolve to examine the USB drive's contents. On it were two PDF files and a sizable high-quality video, all three vaguely labeled. The first profile included a selfie of a raven-haired beauty, wearing nothing but a pair of lace designer panties, coyly smiling for the camera while raising her hips and putting her generous, plump ass on display. Yeah, that's a nice ass. Let's take a look at that ass a little more, shall we? There we are, yes. Lucy Long, huh? It says here she's 34 years old, married, mother of two, and works as a teacher at St. Ives. What the husband don't know won't hurt him, I guess. And a small box labeled Nature of Hardship found near the bottom of the document. One simple quantification was made. Bribe. $22,000. It's a large number to someone like me, but it seemed like a paltry amount to sell your dignity for. He's not wrong. There's women selling their dignity for more than that. We'll talk about that on the show next week. For those of you that are wondering what the fuck happened to the show, Grim, it's that we had some internet hiccups and they're fixed now, but DP's not here. So we'll do it again next time. And we will be talking about a ridiculous amount of money that some woman sold her dignity for. When it gets to that level, I'm like, is it really a bad thing at that point? I've talked to a supervisor. I know, it's weird when things hit home like that. But he knows a guy in an area, a certain state, that his wife is doing the OnlyFans route. And they've made millions. He says, well, aren't you worried about, you know, anything? I mean, aren't you kind of upset or worried about your wife? He's like, we're making millions of dollars. I've never had this kind of life before. It's hard to really turn down that money. But at the same time, he also added, it's all fun and games until someone comes knocking at the door. He's not wrong about that, because there's a lot of crazy perverts and things like that. So, it's a risk, guys. It's a huge risk to sell your dignity for money. And I mean, when I say money, I'm not talking $20, I'm not talking $22,000, I'm talking about millions of dollars, which is what they were making off this platform. The second profile was of a redheaded woman, demurely, oh, there's that word again, smiling for the camera, clad in a slingshot bikini that showed off her well-toned, muscular figure. That's the one I'm after. Look, she's got red hair and green eyes, too. I'll be goddamn, it's a match made in heaven. Perfect. And the black fingernails work, too. I like the fingernails. Veronica Lynch, 31, divorced. Hey. That's prime age for me. Under occupation was a series of vogue but surprising descriptors. Entrepreneur, entertainer, model. The list went on. The first profile was clinical enough that I was unsure if Kathleen had authored the document herself, but this one was clearly a submitted application. In stark contrast to her personal accomplishments, her listed hardship was dramatically underwritten. Growing overhead? These are two women Miss Pullman said I'd be meeting tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. Now let's hurry up and meet these two women. What are we waiting for? They're both using iPhones. Not a big iPhone person. I'm an Android person. Fight me. I can only colorfully imagine what those interviews might entail. Both of these women were easily out of my league, but part of my lizard brain can't help but wonder. Chirp, chirp. Hey, you forgot about that woman too. There's another woman. Hey. Eh, it says I'm sorry. The message was an odd selfie of Mina holding up a cup exclaiming I'm sorry. Is she trying to apologize? I'm not sure what she's apologizing for, though. What are you apologizing for? I conked out on you guys without saying goodnight. Probably embarrassed myself doing God knows what else. Oh, come on. It's really not a big deal. That's it? I didn't even feel slighted. Promise? I promise. Yay, I'll talk to you later then, Grim. Good night. Now, where was I? Right, the video that was included on the USB drive. Exhibition 3, Public Use, 2017 session. The footage opened with a simple title card on a black background, followed by an introduction of sorts. Public use, that is probably what it sounds like, huh? Miss Pullman was on stage alongside three women in bunny suits and some starless looking shit. Or should we say sleepless? Adorned in a tacky masquerade mask herself, energetically wrangling an unseen crowd behind the film's frame. She continued on, building up hype and parading the girls around one by one like show dogs, lifting and bending body parts, drawing rapid interest from the crowd. How much for this one? I'll take her! $4 million! It'd be all like I'm getting the Starless flashbacks, guys. You can't fucking blame me on this. After a few minutes of showmanship came the show. Side by side, back to back, seemingly unending fellatio. Now it is starting to be like fucking Starless. Men were corralled into lines, and the girls did their best to bring each new man to orgasm quickly, inhaling dick after dick without respite. I got $5 million on her! Oh, my old soldier! I haven't seen it in 20 years! No. Finally, when it looked like everyone had been satisfied, another crowd of men were herded onto the stage in the for the festivities to begin in full. Strapped down to cherry leather horses. Oh my god! It is old men! It is old rich men! Holy crap, it's Starless all over again! Strapped down to cherry leather horses, they were the playthings for the whims of the pulling men. What had started as a concerted effort on each woman's part to please the crowd had devolved over time into an insensate mechanical action. Naturally, I skipped through the prolonged parts. The last bit lasted more than 2 hours until finally, three people, conspicuously identified as the judges, were called on to determine a winner. Openly, they individually cast their votes. Points were somehow divvied up, and the winner for the event was declared. And with that, the after party began. Holy shit! This is some Starless shit, folks. It really is. They've had the old men fucking the young women. It's the same thing. It's happening again. I'm getting PTSD fucking flashbacks. Remember the scene where there's all those fucking condoms on that girl's ass? No, because you probably didn't watch those videos. And if you did, you're a good person. That is an exhibition? That's what I've gotten myself into? Not saying you're a bad person if you did, but damn. You understand what we went through. I had deluded myself I'd be able to compartmentalize working at the club, that I'd be able to keep it separate in full view of the fact that Dr. Chuck had promised to pay for my med school. Dude, Dr. Chuck is fucking one of those broads. I'll bet. But this kind of debauchery, it isn't the kind of thing you can just put back in a box, is it? No, of course not. Just don't break a vase. At the same time, I can't deny that I found certain parts of the video appealing. Oh, Lord. Ring, ring. Hey, Mom. Hey, how are you? We haven't talked in a few days. Sorry, been busy with finals. Today was your last one, right? How did that go? It went well. How about you? How have you been? You don't want to hear an old woman complain, do you? Say, why don't you drop by for dinner tomorrow? We can celebrate the end of another semester. Sure, that'd be nice. It really would. A bit of normalcy sounds good right about now. Great. I won't keep you then. Take care, hun. You too, Mom. Good night. Giving the smut on the screen one last glance, I resisted the temptation to watch it again. I should just go to bed. Tomorrow I'll be meeting the two ladies profiled. Lucy and Veronica, two women potentially facing down. That. Old man's gotta get up somehow! Damn! I actually saw a real woman that looked like that today. Her name was... What was... I mean, let me check. I will let you guys know. She is from Finland, by the way, guys. Finland. Her name is... I know I've got it in here. I think I did anyway. Or maybe I didn't. Probably didn't. Yeah. My bad. Okay, so yeah, the woman's name was Paula Ranta. R-A-N-T-A. Paula Ranta. She posted this picture where this woman, like, yeah, she looks just like that. For real. The veins and the muscles and everything. Like, just the real thing, though. The Carnation Club. 30 minutes before my meeting. That's... The club's bartender, I think. I've got time to kill, I suppose, if I wanted to try and speak with her. Hey, Hannah, right? Oh yeah, the new guy. Cool bike. Thanks, Susie Q here is the one gal who's never been cross with me. How's it going with you, green boy? Paying no mind to the odd nickname, I answered earnestly. I'm on my way to a meeting with Miss Pullman, but I'm a little early, I suppose. Good. You don't want to be late with that old bat. She gets annoying when you're not on time, but then again, she's always real cunty to begin with. I guess it comes with the territory, huh? Yeah. Anyone who'd work at that place is an asshole, triple. So if you got that kind of skin in it, Cat or Charles has. What about you? You mean to say everyone is an asshole except you, right? You can be the judge of that. So, summer exhibition business? Yeah, you got it actually. How'd you know? Well, it's that time of year. Again, I couldn't suggest otherwise. How long have you been working here? She looked about my age, maybe a couple years older at most. Only over a year. I was next to the newest here, started a little before the last person who had your job. My mind flashed back to Kathleen's angry comments for a couple of days ago. I have heard things. About Darius, you mean? The guy I'm replacing. Yeah, him. Whatever you've heard is probably true. Bonafide shithead was what he was. What did he do to get canned? He didn't exactly get fired per se, more like he just stopped showing up altogether. You should ask your friend Killian if you want to know more about it. They were two dumbass peas in a pod. Sorry, but I gotta go. Right, nice talking to you. See you around, green boy. I watch Hannah sputter off until the breaks and bends of the city had obscured her, before finally heading inside for my business. When I arrived at the top of the tower, I gave a friendly wave to Jacob and headed directly to Miss Pullman's office. Come in. Inside Miss Pullman's posh office sat the two women featured on that USB drive, whose eyes fell on me as soon as I entered the room. I'm not late, am I? No, you're early, actually. The ladies here were just earlier. Let me introduce you. Both women were quick to climb to their feet. This is my aide, Grim Turner. He has some say on which of you would join the club, so he'll be sitting in on this interview. Now, Grim. This alliterative angel is Lucy Long, an English teacher at St. Ives Academy. Ironically, her kid's too stupid to get into St. Ives on his own merit, so she's looking for some help there. Damn, she doesn't mince words. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Turner. Same to you, Lucy. This is Veronica Lynch, proprietor of B-Forge X and Life Coach. Seizing her own chance of making an introduction, and after Lucy's editorialized version, who could blame her, Veronica took my hand in hers and vigorously shook it. Her hand, despite some rough calluses, had a surprisingly feminine touch. Her nails were well cared for and painted, and her palms had the faintest hint of lotion. Nice to meet you, Veronica. If you say so, boy. Now that that's out of the way, we need to determine if either of you ladies are suitable candidates for the club's summer exhibition. How are we going to determine that? By the way, I do want to... If you're here, not much of a life coach, are you? Nobody asked you. Oh, okay, well she's kinda... I mean, there's really not a whole lot you can say to her. How are we going to determine that? All you have to do is what I tell you and answer my questions truthfully. It's in your best interest to be honest. If you're not cut out for the role, you'll end up regretting it. It's just sex work, isn't it? You're overselling it. Is that what you think? You think this'll be easy? Why don't you stand up for me, Miss Lynch? All right. Without warning, Miss Pullman began running her hands up and down Veronica's body, absent-mindedly making audible note of her measurements. What are you? Only speak when you're spoken to, Miss Lynch. Not bad, more hard body than our usual offerings, but I can't say you're not filled out in the right places. Tell me, how did you know how to apply, Miss Lynch? Miss Long was referred to us by a junior member of our club, isn't that right? Yes, ma'am, he told me. Meanwhile, your application came out of the blue. You left the referral box blank. Sam, one second. Take your blouse and jacket off, dear. Huh? But you were saying? Samson Garcia told me about this place. Ah, Mr. Garcia. One of our junior members, Grim. Not much in the way of money, but other members enjoy basking in his glam and flash, so we're happy to comp him every now and then. I see. How do you know Mr. Garcia? I pay him to be a spokesperson for my gym. Well, of course she owns the whole gym, right? She is the gym. Miss Pullman took a long pause as she considered Veronica's words. Front and center, Miss Long. Give us a twirl. Yes, ma'am. What do you think, Grim? What do you mean? You're a man. Do you find Miss Long attractive? I suppose. Obviously, I was feeling embarrassed being so pointedly asked a question about the woman standing right in front of me. You suppose? What kind of answer is that? You're right, though. It's not a fair assessment while she still has her bra. Lose it, Miss Long. Yes, ma'am. Well, you have the right attitude, at least. How about now, Grim? Like that helps things. Oh, come on now. Get a closer look. Good Lord, the woman's damn near in tears. Give them a feel, if you'll excuse me. Well, what do you think? With those vulgar cow tits, I bet her students don't hear a single word that comes out of her mouth. That's not... I didn't ask for your input, Miss Long. Sorry. Well, what's your appraisal, Grim? Is she seriously asking me that? How the hell do I respond to a question like that? I mean, what do you think? These are some fantastic... Let's keep it cool. They're all right, I mean. You seem better, huh? I didn't mean that. You're a bit overdressed, don't you think? Take everything off. If that's what it takes. So you're here because you want to get your son into St. Ives. That's right. There's other schools, you know. None like St. Ives. And you're willing to do whatever it is asked of you just for a chance at getting him in. He deserves the best. Oh, ho, ho, is that the real reason? I have my doubts about that. Are you sure it's not just the vanity of a status-concerned whore? No, what? Well, I can't know for sure, but I get the feeling the real reason you want your son into St. Ives is to lord it over your co-workers and friends. Am I wrong? Lucy was standing there in complete silence, troubled, unsure of how to answer Miss Pullman's prodding without jeopardizing her chance of getting picked. No matter. Wanting the best for your child or just wanting the best for you, it's ample motivation to carry you to the end of summer. Get on your hands and knees, Mrs. Long. Okay. Try to keep steady, dear. Without much in the way of warning, Kathleen sat square on Lucy's back, using her as a stool. Well, I'll be. Surprised, Lucy buckled slightly under Miss Pullman's weight, but managed to successfully lock her shoulders in support. Holy shit, she's just letting it happen? It's like Miss Pullman is there under a spell. It's called money! You're not sitting on me, that's for sure. As fun as that would be, I know that's not happening yet. But that's okay, our members like a little fight in our carnations. It makes the shows more interesting. If you say so. Still, I have to ask, Mr. Garcia did explain to you what we do here, right? He did. Put on a show for a bunch of old impotent fucks and you'll help me with some business that needs taken care of. That's right, more or less. The hitch is you've got to perform better than your opponents. Nothing is guaranteed. That's not a problem. I'll win. You say it with such confidence, even I almost believe you. Still, it's odd you believed him. How are you so sure he wasn't merely looking to take advantage of you? Veronica shifted uncomfortably at the question. You don't need to say it. You're on your last leg, aren't you? I believe you wrote growing overhead on your application. That's your way of saying you're up to your tits in debt, isn't it? I have some financial concerns. You both have good reasons. I don't think either of you would be lacking in the motivation department, but the question is, do you have the willpower? You'll be doing vile, humiliating things. Even an ounce of pride would be your enemy. Do you two have it in you to do what's asked? I can do it. I do. If that's true, both of you lock your hands behind your head and spread your legs. Yes, ma'am. Fine. Come, don't be shy, Grim. If it were on you to decide, which of these sluts would you pick? Watching the interview unfold from the sidelines gave me some distance of what was happening. Being pulled into it all of a sudden, I was made intensely aware of just how fucked this whole thing felt. No matter how I answered her question, I'd end up feeling like an asshole. But I can't say. Come on, you have to prefer one over the other. People always have preferences. Maybe, but facing down the women while they stood there practically nude, suffering and embarrassment made it impossible to blurt out. My indecisiveness produced an irritated sigh from the old woman. Well, if you won't say who you'd pick, then how about you tell me which woman you'd find the most attractive? Miss Long's useless fat ass and vulgar cow tits or Miss Lynch's freakishly overdeveloped body? Not like I was already abundantly clear, but Kathleen was thoroughly enjoying this. Or like it was abundantly clear. Sorry, guys. I don't know. Well, if you're truly having trouble picking, I know a surefire way to get the answer out of you. I don't like the sound of that. Take your cock out. And this is where we're ending it for right now. Yep, things are about to get interesting. This is definitely inspired by Starless. And you'd be like, yeah, but in Starless, it was usually the men doing the humiliating things. Not all the time. There were a lot of humiliating things that the women were forced to do. Don't forget about the sex school sessions. There's a lot of humiliating degradations that the women had to do in that game. So, this seems like it's on par with that. It's definitely gonna be rough. It's gonna be interesting. I definitely want to play more of it. I didn't think we'd ever get an AVN version of anything, like, say, Shoujo. But, it seems like we've got one. And Kathleen, she's an asshole in the right way. Like, that's exactly what I would want from the mistress character that she is portraying here. It's great. Definitely one of my top AVN right now. Without a doubt. Someone told me this is better than Eternum. I think Eternum is great for that particular kind of game, you know. But this is good for the particular kind of game it is. Because this is humiliation, torture, and all that. And Eternum is more fantasy, sci-fi, fun, you know. So it's two different realms, and they can coexist. I think they're both good games. So, all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will definitely have more Pale Carnations next week. I was fucking exhausted, and this actually pulled me out a little bit. I was like, holy crap, this game is great. I played the shit out of it by myself, but nah, I don't want to spoil any of it, right? Because it's all about getting the surprises live. You know, like, oh my god, I didn't know that was gonna happen, or I didn't know how crazy it was gonna get. So at any rate, I'm out. See you next time. And if you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. It helps. Oh, and the Patreon, that helps me out a lot too, guys. You don't even know. So definitely, if you got a little bit and you want to support this content, do it. It helps. I'm out.